Lucas arrives at the location provided by the drum, a barren landscape in the middle of the wilderness. And there, driven into the earth, is an enormous metal cylinder pulsing with energy and music. This is the drum. The sound was not coming from a distant star, but here on Earth. And Lucas isn't the only one to discover the secret. Camped out around the drum are hundreds of people just like him. Men, women, humans of all shapes and sizes. A mass of lonely dreamers searching for an answer, for the drum, the message, everything. Lucas is not alone anymore. They welcome their newest arrival. Before Lucas can even get settled, spotlights on the horizon. Helicopters slice through the air. Humvees bound across the plain, encircling the crowd. Loudspeakers blast the government's message, telling the crowd to disperse. They have decoded the alien messages and believe them to be declarations of war. This location is their point of attack. The drum is a weapon. They must destroy it. Lucas is caught in the middle. Should he trust these voices of authority, the leaders of his world? Can he trust this otherworldly message? Who was V? Why did she leave? And will she ever return? But Lucas and the crowd hold firm. The drum is an instrument of peace. It brought them all here, together. A standoff ensues. The dreamers, the searchers, the believers, the hopeful, versus authority, law and order, the government machine. Tanks and soldiers surrounded the crowd like villagers hunting Frankenstein's monster. Pistols instead of pitchforks, napalm instead of torches. They threaten the crowd. They intimidate. The soldiers will open fire if they do not disperse. It's for their own good. But Lucas and the others will not leave. They will not let these automatons, these government drones, destroy that which they don't understand.